peace with God.
Black holes. Astronomers still have a lot to learn about them, but we do know this much. Their gravity is so powerful that nothing, not even light, can escape from them. Have you ever experienced loneliness that feels like that? Well, Jesus has the power to set you free from it.
He offers you peace and joy and friendship, never to be lonely again. Through his death, Christ dealt with the primary cause of human loneliness, separation from God.
Welcome to Peace with God, an outreach of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. I'm Bill Meyer. Along with Billy Graham's message on loneliness, you'll also hear from his daughter, Ann Graham Lotz. She'll explore God's decision to reveal himself to you and me.
And he has chosen to reveal himself because he desires for you and me to know him.
Stay tuned for Ann's insight right after her dad's message.
Peace with God.
Find us at peacewithgodradio.org.
peacewithgodradio.org or 888-61-JESUS.
888-61-JESUS.
The message you're going to hear today comes from Billy Graham's 1987 outreach in Denver, Colorado. Let's begin listening now to his teaching on loneliness.
Now tonight, the 102nd Psalm, and beginning with verse 6. I'm like a pelican of the wilderness. I'm like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Today, I went for a few minutes out into the foothills and took a little walk down a little road. I didn't want to go too far because they told me there were rattlesnakes around there. I'm not a friend of rattlesnakes for some reason. No, they're not my friend. We have a lot of them where I live. But I want to say that today, as I walked out on that little place, I began to think and meditate a little bit. And I watched a bird. I don't know the name of that bird. It's a big bird, and it has different colors. It may be a magpie, I'm not sure, but it certainly has a strange sound to North Carolina ears. And then the bird sat on a fence post, and he sat there by himself. No mate came around. Now, we have a lot of doves where I live, and as you know, they mate for life, and they go around together, and they have friendship and fellowship, and produce little children, little birds. But this bird today seemed to be all alone, and I thought about this passage of Scripture that's found in the 102nd Psalm. I'm like a pelican in the wilderness. I'm like an owl in the desert. I watch him as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. You know, tonight, there are many lonely people here. Many single people in the city of Denver. 51% of your population is single. And many of those people are lonely. And one of the supreme problems of modern society is loneliness. The modern city is a lonely place. Here in America, 70% more people are living alone in one-person dwellings than 10 years ago. Are you lonely? One of the principal causes of loneliness is alcoholism and drug use. Alcohol and drugs are efforts to escape loneliness. Drugs take you on a trip, and being drunk makes you feel that you've got somebody with you. On the other hand, going with Christ is a trip in which you really always have Jesus with you as your Lord and companion. You cannot drink your way out of loneliness. Most young people turn to drugs for kicks and get hooked or peer pressure, but thousands turn to drugs because of loneliness. A magazine cover story recently had our neglected youth. It said that actually most of them are properly clothed and fed, but something is missing in the lives of millions. It's a neglect of the spirit, the article said, which leaves them lonely and prone to drugs and alcohol, but all too often leads to suicide. What can be done about it? One of the key words in the Bible is communion, from which we get our word communication. Jesus came to a man one time that was lonely and sick and paralyzed. 38 years he'd sat in the same spot. lonely and tired without a friend. And Jesus looked at him and said, "Do you need a friend?" And he said, "Yes." This bundle of loneliness and human pain had been buffeted by the surging tides of thousands of people. But Jesus singled him out. He became his friend that day and he healed him. He can become your friend tonight if you'll let him. Loneliness is an inner dimension. It's a thirst of the spirit. And the root of loneliness are within each of us tonight. A poll recently revealed that fear and loneliness take over a child's life when a parent suddenly vanishes from the scene. Whether it's a mother or a father, a divorce or death, and the child crumbles. A romance breaks up. Nothing more lonely than when a fellow will say to a girl, "I no longer am going to come and date you," and she's in love with him, or vice versa. And the heart is broken. Then there's the loneliness of sorrow. The older I get, the more funerals I attend, or should attend, as friends die. Jesus wept at the funeral of a friend. And he said on that occasion, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Think of the hope there is in that statement. Spiritually, you'll never die. You're going to be alive with Christ in heaven forever if you come to him. Are you sure if you died right now, you'd go to heaven? Are you sure that your sins have been forgiven? You say, "Well, Billy, I'm not sure I'm a sinner." The Bible says all have sinned. I'm a sinner. Do you know what sin is? It's a breaking of the Ten Commandments. Have you ever broken one of them? If you've ever told one lie, then the Bible says you've broken all of them. And we're all guilty before God. And we're facing judgment and we're facing hell. But in Christ, there's the promise of a new life, forgiveness of sins, a chance to start over. He said, "Be born again." You can be born again spiritually and start life all over as though you'd never committed a sin if you come to Christ. Then, fifthly, there's the loneliness of sin. The deeper and the more basic root of loneliness is isolation from God. And when we're isolated from God, as many of you are, you go to church, you have your name on a church roll, you've been baptized, maybe confirmed in the church, if your church confirms. But you really don't know Christ. You don't have his life and his joy and his peace and his sense of forgiveness that he can offer you. Loneliness began actually in the Garden of Eden, in a perfect paradise, when man and woman declared their independence of God. They said, "We don't need you, God. We can build this world without you." So they made a terrible choice. They chose to turn away from God. They went their own way, tried to build their world, and sin entered at that beautiful garden. And it was given to the next generation, the next, down to you and me. And we all have the disease, and it's a fatal disease. Loneliness has never been a respecter of persons. The world's greatest artists, writers, and composers, kings and queens and carpenters and plumbers and everybody have felt this terrible thing called loneliness. In John 13, it tells about the Last Supper, and it tells about the betrayal of Judas. And the scripture says he went out and it was night. No one ever went away from Jesus but what it was night. Perhaps there was a time that you knew the fellowship of God's people and you had peace with God, but you've backslidden, you've gone away, you've turned away, you've fallen aside. There was a time when you knew Christ, you felt you knew him. There was a time when you felt you meant business with God, but now your heart has grown cold and hard towards spiritual things. You've been pulled away by others and other things and other gods and other pleasures that you know to be wrong. And you went out from the presence of God and you have found that it's night out there. You don't have fellowship with true believers and you don't feel really at home in the world you're living in. And certainly you no longer have fellowship with Christ. And there's no loneliness quite so bitter as the loneliness of a backslidden Christian who claims with his mouth that he knows Christ, but deep in his heart he knows he doesn't? How many of you are straddling the fence, trying to put one foot in God's kingdom and one foot in the world's kingdom? Sin makes us lonely because it separates us from God. And it was never in God's intention for you to be lonely.
God doesn't want you to be separated from Him. He wants to be in relationship with you. That happens when you surrender your life to Jesus Christ. And you can do that right now. Learn more by going to peacewithgodradio.org and clicking on Grow Your Faith at the top of the page. Or you can call us. Our number is 888-61-JESUS. That's 888-615-3787. Stay tuned for the rest of Billy Graham's message, Loneliness, here on Peace with God.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
Pray. Pray for people you know who don't know Jesus. And get ready. Get ready for My Hope 2014 with Billy Graham, singer, songwriter, Matthew West.
Say, God, would you show me that one person or that one family? Show me who it is that you've put across my path and I've neglected to notice.
This November, My Hope will release Billy Graham's never-before-seen message, Heaven.
His message is timeless. God's going to move in a powerful way. I believe it.
My Hope partners with you and your church to help you share the message of Christ with your community. Learn more about it and pre-order your copy of Heaven today. Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org.
I can think of no better message or no better minister to introduce my unsaved friends to than the message of Billy Graham.
Ask God how He wants to use you, your church, and Billy Graham's message, Heaven. Pre-order your copy of it today. Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org. myhopewithbillygraham.org.
Thanks for joining us today for Peace with God. Several thousand people committed their lives to Jesus during Franklin Graham's two most recent outreaches. The first one in mid-September was held in Toronto, Canada, a city that's home to more foreign-born than Canadian-born residents. In preparing for the festival, Franklin said he was excited about sharing the message of Christ with people from so many parts of the world, all at one time.
I just see this as a huge opportunity not only to take the gospel to Toronto, but it's the people from all the other nations that live there, that have family and relatives, that we will be able to reach.
That reach was expanded through a live video stream of the festival on peacewithgodradio.org. Franklin's next outreach, 2 weeks later in Erie, Pennsylvania, was also made available online. Whether people hear of their need for Jesus in person or in a video stream, the goal is the same.
To preach the gospel and see people get saved. That's what our festival is all about, is about men and women giving their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ and getting saved.
Inviting people to give their hearts to Jesus is something that God calls every follower of Christ to do. And Franklin says the outreach My Hope with Billy Graham 2014 can help you and your church do just that.
My Hope is an opportunity for everybody to be involved in evangelism. We all have family, friends, neighbors, somebody we know that do not know that God loves them. They do not know that Jesus Christ died for their sins, was buried for our sins. He took our place on the cross.
My Hope provides you with a DVD that features a never-before-seen message from Billy Graham, along with powerful stories from other people. You and your church can then decide the best way to use the DVD to tell others about Christ.
It's a great opportunity to show the video, and when you're through, turn it off and say, well, what did you think of that? Well, have you ever asked Christ into your heart? Would you like to do that? Did you pray that prayer with Dr. Graham? If you did, would you like to pray it now?
You can pre-order your My Hope DVD right now at myhopewithbillygraham.org.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
There's hope.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
In today's message, Billy Graham's looking at different types of loneliness and the ultimate cure for all of them.
There's the loneliness of the Savior. He spent much time in the company of the lonely and the outcast. Remember the story of Jesus with the woman at the well? She was a lonely woman. Had several husbands, no satisfaction, no peace, no joy. Jesus came and talked to her, forgave her her sins, transformed her life, made her a new person. She went into the village of Sychar and told all the people that here was someone that knows all about you. Come and see him. And they all went out to see Jesus. The Bible says he's despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Even though great crowds surrounded him, at times he was alone. Even at the end, the scripture says, all the disciples forsook him and fled. The crowds who shouted one day, Hosanna, that same week, 5 days later, they were crucifying him. And at last we hear from the cross, Jesus on the cross, dying for you and for me. God laying on him all of our sins and our judgment and our hell, which he took on that cross. He says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? In that terrible moment, something mysterious happened. No theologian can explain it. Jesus took your sins, your judgment, your hell, all the penalty that I deserve for my sins, he took on that cross. And it was a lonely moment, a lonely period, when he alone had to bear the cross, and he became guilty of all the sins of the whole world. He experienced ultimate loneliness as he died for you and died for me. I've never understood how a person can turn away from Jesus when they actually see him on that cross, dying for you, and to reject him, to turn away. When he offers you forgiveness, he offers you a new life. He offers you peace and joy and friendship, never to be lonely again. Through his death, Christ dealt with the primary cause of human loneliness, separation from God. Because hell essentially is separation from God. Hell is the loneliest place in the universe. Jesus suffered its agonies for you. Jesus was lonely for you. And then seventhly, there's the loneliness of death and judgment. I remember when my mother was dying a relatively short time ago, and all the wonderful sayings that she left behind on her deathbed, because she just lived only for the Lord. She had a joy and a peace. You never went into her room that you didn't come out and feel that she was ministering to you. You didn't minister to her. And even when she was in a coma, she woke up one night and quoted scripture. And the nurse said she never saw such a look on anybody's face, and fell back into her coma and went into eternity. There's a great difference, even in the last hour, between those who know Christ and those who don't know him. Then there's the loneliness of your decision. Because you see, Christ died for you. He rose again. He's living. He wants to come into your heart. He offers you forgiveness and salvation and assurance and peace and joy. And he offers you a tough life. I'm not going to play games with you and tell you that it's easy to follow Christ. It's not. He said, if you're not willing to deny self and take up a cross and follow me, you can't be my disciple. Now, the cross was a place where they executed criminals. It would be like today, he said, take up the electric chair and follow me. He said, I'm going to suffer. I'm going to die. And he said, if you follow me, he said, you're going to have troubles and difficulties and problems and persecution and maybe death. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to go all the way with me to the cross? Oh, yes, in the midst of it, there'll be his peace and his joy and his friendship and his forgiveness and his promise and the hope that he offers for the future. But there will also be the possibility of persecution and suffering and problems that you never dreamed of when you come to Christ. We've been in those parts of the world where people suffer because they come to Christ. You must make the decision about Christ yourself. Our reaction to loneliness is often to deal with the symptoms rather than the cause. We get involved in pleasures, parties, good times, sex. We get involved in our work. We throw ourselves into the social whirl at the school. We read one of the best-selling books which urges us to take control of our lives. Any attempt to deal with sin without conversion is like struggling in quicksand. And how many young people today and older people are struggling in quicksand, trying to save yourself, but you can't. You've come to the end of your rope. Turn your life over to Christ. Let Him bear your burdens. Help you solve your problems. If we search for an antidote to loneliness and drugs and alcohol and sex and encounter groups and psychological experiences, often it all only serves to mire us deeper in despair without a remedy. Through Jesus Christ, we can have the most fundamental relationship in life restored. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." The psalmist that wrote that about the pelican and the owl said, "Oh, my soul, why be so gloomy and discouraged? Trust in God. I shall again praise him for his wondrous help. He will make me smile again, for he is my God." Last night, I preached on John 3:16. And the people here said it all together. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And last night, more than 1,700 people came and made their commitment to Christ. A few weeks ago, A few weeks ago in one of our crusades, a man looked at that same verse and the counselor told him, "You can put your name in that verse. You are the whosoever. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever," put your name there, "whosoever believeth or committeth his life to him will never perish but have everlasting life." And then he had a grin on his face and he said, "I like that." You can put your name tonight in that same way as all of those did last night. God so loved the world for you that he gave his Son. And you put your name and say, "Lord, I open my heart and my life to you. I commit myself to you."
What about you? Are you ready to open your heart and life to Jesus Christ? Or do you still have questions about it? Either way, we'd like to come alongside you. Go to peacewithgodradio.org and click on Grow Your Faith. That's peacewithgodradio.org. Or you can call us at 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787.
Peace
with
God.
Find us at peacewithgodradio.org.
Billy Graham just taught that God doesn't want you to be lonely. In fact, he wants to be in a relationship with you. It is such an amazing truth. Now, Billy Graham's daughter, Ann Graham Lotz, points out another amazing truth about God. He's chosen to reveal himself to us.
"I'm not satisfied with a smorgasbord of opinions. I want to know the truth. Most of all, I want to know God. But how can this little dust person know the eternal? It's ludicrous to even think such thoughts or have such a desire, unless God chooses to reveal himself to you and to me. And wonder of wonders, God has chosen to reveal himself. The Apostle John said in 1 John 1:5, God is light, and the primary characteristic of light is that it reveals itself. John was announcing the thrilling news that God has revealed himself to us in two ways: the written revelation, which is the Bible, and the living revelation, which is Jesus. Think about it. There's one true living God who created all things and who controls all things, and he has chosen to reveal himself because he desires for you and me to know him, and that's a privilege to embrace. This is Ann Graham Lotz.
We've heard a lot of encouraging and challenging teaching in today's program. You can listen to it again anytime you like, or share it with someone else. Just give us a call and let us know you'd like the free CD copy of this edition of Peace with God. The phone number is 888-61-JESUS. That's 888-615-3787. Remember, the CD and the call are free. Next week on Peace with God, you'll be challenged to, take a challenge.
A challenge to change the lives of men and women. Take the loneliness away. Take the sin and the guilt away. Why not the challenge to follow Jesus Christ and change the world with love instead of hate?
That's next week at the same time here on Peace with God. Billy Graham's latest book is titled The Reason for My Hope, Salvation. And we'd like to send you a copy as a thank you for your donation of any amount to the ongoing work of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. You can give over the phone by calling 888-61-JESUS. That's 888-615-3787. Or give online at peacewithgodradio.org. Click on Give at the top of the page. Thanks so much for being with us today. I'm Bill Meyer.
Peace with God is an outreach of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Always good news.